Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Meredizine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm in such a fine mood, I couldn't begin to tell you about it. How about yourself?
Doing good.
And doing good in the literal sense by sharing some very important information for us today. You're going to talk about Social Security.
Exactly. You know, it's not necessarily a topic that we wake up in the morning and we want to learn about or think about every day, but it is a topic that I have a lot of folks ask me questions about. And so I've done a little bit of education this month on our Facebook page about Social Security and some of the important things to keep in mind when you're looking at a timeline for Social Security and when to start taking your benefits. So I thought today we could just talk a little bit in terms of a snapshot of Social Security overall. Social Security was actually signed into law by President Franklin Roosevelt back in 1935 and is really a social insurance plan for retirement, where workers and their employers contribute into Social Security when we work. And then at retirement, workers who have met eligibility requirements can receive their benefits. The important thing to keep in mind is while Social Security retirement benefits do provide a major portion of many folks' retirement income, the benefits were never intended to be, and often very much so, are not the only source of income during retirement. So while we can rely somewhat on Social Security to help us through retirement, we always want to make certain that we have other ways to supplement our income, such as through retirement funds and savings and all of that, as we move into the world of retirement. Social Security benefits are established basically through trust funds, and there are different funds. Old age and survivors insurance is the portion of Social Security that pays for the retirement benefits for retirees. Then we have the disability insurance portion that pays disability benefits. And then we get into the hospital insurance portion, which is our Medicare Part A, and that helps pay for inpatient hospital care. And then another pot that we see is our supplemental medical insurance, which is also known as our Medicare Part B and our Medicare Part D, which helps pay for other health care services such as our doctors, medical supplies, prescription drug coverage, and so forth. And these trust funds are funded by FICA taxes that are collected through employment earnings and income taxes, where we as employees pay into the system as well as our employers contribute into the system. Eligibility and benefits through these different trust funds are dependent on a person's earning in their qualified work quarters. So we have to pay into the system over a period of time to be eligible to draw the benefits when we get to our retirement age, or if we qualify through someone else's record. So, for example, if I'm a spouse who has not worked, but my husband is eligible for Social Security benefits, then I can draw off of his eligibility. Where people get confused is when we start talking about Social Security, we talk about work quarters and knowing how many work quarters you have had. So a work quarter is equal to 3 months, and there are 4 work quarters in a year because there are 12 months. And to earn a quarter during that 3-month period, you must earn $1,640. And that number changes each year based on kind of that base earning rate. And typically, you must have 40 quarters or 10 years of work experience where you've paid into the Social Security system to receive retirement benefits, and then your Medicare Part A at a $0 premium. So you'll hear that 40 work quarters referred to a lot. The biggest question I get is, when can I start drawing my retirement benefits, and what happens if I draw my retirement benefits at different times? So Social Security benefits for retirement can start really any time between the ages of 62 and 70, assuming that you have met that 40 work quarter retirement. And the benefit amount that we have is based on our highest 35 years of earnings. When you're trying to decide the best time to start your retirement benefits, you've really got to pay attention to the calendar and pay attention to your age, in addition to paying attention to the financial resources that you'll need once you jump off into the world of retirement. And the biggest thing that you need to know, the number one number, is your full retirement age. Full retirement age is that age where you can start drawing your full Social Security payments without any type of a reduction in benefits. And that full retirement age depends on the year and the month that you were born. And understanding what that age is, while you can draw your benefits before that full retirement age, there are some things to keep in mind. So starting your benefits before full retirement age, the number one thing is your monthly benefit is going to be reduced because you're drawing it before you have paid completely into the system. And then if you continue to work and draw your Social Security benefits prior to that full retirement age, you're subject to an earnings limit. So if my full retirement age is 65 and I decide that I'm going to start drawing my Social Security benefits when I'm age 62, I need to be very careful if I'm going to continue to work for those next 3 years until I'm 65. I have to be careful about how much money I earn. Because if I get beyond the amount that I'm allotted, then I have to start paying back some of my Social Security. So in 2024, if you're under your full retirement age, your annual earnings cap limit is $22,320. So once you reach that amount of money that you've earned through your employer while drawing your Social Security benefits earlier than full retirement age, that's where you start having to pay a penalty back on your Social Security benefits. So knowing that number is important. If you are going to reach your full retirement age in 2024, you do have a higher earnings limit that you can meet. So if I'm going to reach full retirement age sometime this year, the limit on my earnings for the months before my full retirement age bumps up quite a bit. But the biggest thing is you need to know what your full retirement age is and how that's going to impact your employment if you decide to continue to work. And that will help you determine if it's a good idea for you to draw your benefits early. Another thing that I get asked a lot is it going to help me to work past my full retirement age? Well, there again, it comes down to a numbers system. Staying in the workforce, whether it's full-time or part-time, past your full retirement age, even for 1 or 2 additional years, can even help you earn a bigger increase in your Social Security. Because what you're doing is you can replace some of those lower income earning years potentially with a higher income earning year. So lots of times as we're in the workforce, our income increases. And so if I'm at a higher income now than I was 20 years ago, working an additional 1 or 2 years with Social Security being based on your top 35 years of income, that can help bump your benefits a little bit too. So keeping that in mind as well. But I tell folks, one of the best things that you can do to help you decide when is it going to be good for me to start with my benefits, go to socialsecurity.gov and set up an account. Their website is ssa.gov. And when you set up your account, you can track your actual earnings record and your estimated retirement benefits. And then they've got calculators and tools on their website to really assist you in planning for your retirement. And you can go through several, you know, if I do this, then this is going to be the outcome scenario to help you really kind of pinpoint what's going to be best for you and your financial situation. And when you're doing all of this, number one, keep in mind your household budget. Know how much money comes in and goes out of your budget every month, and consider your actual income and expenses before retirement and your expected income expenses after you retire to really help you understand if a reduced benefit is going to work for you, or if you want to work a couple additional years, if that's better for you, or if you're set just to start in the system at that full retirement age. So for folks wanting more information on Social Security, K-State Research and Extension's got a great resource called Understanding Social Security. We've got a copy of that on our website at meritazine.kstate.edu. Or you can also go to Social Security for information, and that's ssa.gov. But just being informed and knowing your numbers is the best way for you to start planning your retirement journey.
Wow, thank you for that breakdown, Kathy. It's hoops to jump through, but this program is literally repayment for services rendered, not entitlement or charity or anything. This is your money, kind of like a deposit.
Exactly.
we had discussed earlier, there's a certain amount of time when people are thinking about Medicare and Social Security, but the questions never go away, and you are always available. We appreciate that.
Exactly. Folks can give me a call at 913-294-4306, and I would be more than happy to help with the information that we've got.
Okay. Well, thank you again, and we look forward to talking to you again. Have yourself a good week, okay?
You do the same.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.